Up and Running, page 178. Women and Children First, from Caspar, Prince of Cats, by Michael Morpurgo. It is often said that cats have 9 lives, and that's certainly true of Caspar. Caspar proves that no cat is too small for big adventures. Johnny Trot is a 9-year-old orphan boy who worked as a bellboy in the luxurious Savoy Hotel, where he met the rich American Stanton family. Johnny decided to stow away on the Titanic after encouragement from Lizabeth Stanton, who had become his friend. I never saw the iceberg, nor did any of us stokers, but we soon met one of the crew who was there when the ship struck and who had seen it all. He said the iceberg was at least 100 feet high, looming above the ship, and not white like icebergs are supposed to be, but dark, almost black. But it had been a glancing blow, he said, no cause for alarm, no need for panic. And no one was panicking. No one was rushing anywhere. By now, more and more passengers were beginning to appear on deck to find out what was happening, just as we had. I saw a couple strolling by arm in arm. They looked completely unconcerned, as if they were simply taking the air. Even after the collision, like everyone on board, they clearly still accepted, as I did, the absolute assumption, and one that had, after all, been confirmed to me in person, of course, by Captain Smith himself, that the Titanic was unsinkable, that everything would be all right. It was when the ship began to list, and this happened quite soon, that the first doubts began to creep in. But only when I saw men and women gathering in numbers on deck and putting on their life preservers did I truly begin to understand the dreadful danger we were now in. And only then did I think of Lizabeth and Caspar in their stateroom on deck C. It took me a while to locate the right corridor, and when I did, I had some difficulty in finding my way to number 52. There was no time to stand on ceremony. I hammered on the door, yelling for them. A moment or two later, Mr. Stanton was standing there in front of me, his face grey with anxiety. He was fully dressed, with his life preserver already on, as were the rest of the family. They looked at me as if I'd come from another planet. I just blurted it out. I stowed away. That was all I said by way of explanation. There wasn't time for any more, and now it didn't matter anyway.